Today I have something very, very special for you. This is Black Nail Cabaret from Hungary. Köszönöm szépen, I can only say, because yeah, we provided me with some insight to them. I sent them questions for my profile segment, and yeah, I'm very honored to have them on my channel. We're doing very, very well, and as you can see, we do art pop, dark harmonies, and powerful electronics. Mostly listened to in Budapest. Yeah, I love Budapest. I lived there for 3 years. I don't know if you know that, but like I said, köszönöm szépen, sziasztok. And I can say a few other things I will not repeat on this channel here. Anyway, let's get into it. And of course, I ask them to please introduce themselves and tell us what kind of music we are doing.
Hello guys, this is Emma Scher from Black Nail Cabaret. We are a dark pop duo from Hungary, but when we create, we don't really think in genres, so I'd like to think that our music is a hybrid between synth pop, dark wave, 90s alternative electronica, and maybe a hint of EBM. So the name...
Even though it's a little bit obvious in a way, I ask them, of course, how did we come up with their name, Black Nail Cabaret? Because, you know, I like to know. So here's the answer.
So the name Black Nail Cabaret comes from our everyday tool that we used at goth parties, the black nail polish. The name was created a long time ago when it was me and Sophie, one of my best friends in the band, back in the day, and the cabaret stands for us not taking it that seriously, and also perhaps the theatrical element that we added from back in the day when we were in a horror performance group.
Which bands have inspired you, to do music?
Which bands' artists are your inspirations? Well, there are always new finds on the way, but when it comes to mixing and mastering, we always return to Depeche Mode for the sound. To me personally, the artists who are the most inspiring are the ones who are effortless, who are authentic, who give a lot of power, or who put in an inhumane amount of work. So just to name a few, there is David Bowie for fearless exploration and authenticity. There is Madonna for her confidence and the amount of work she puts in to everything that she does. Prince for his artistic confidence. Jenny Beth for her power and stage presence. Peaches for her fearlessness. And perhaps I have to mention Björk, who has been a great inspiration throughout for mind-blowing creativity and artistic freedom.
How did you meet up and formed your duo, Black Nail Cabaret?
How did you meet up and form the duo? Well, to be honest, the duo started with my friend Sophie, who I mentioned earlier. And we were the band until 2016, but Chris was with us as a producer and sound engineer, and we were already writing songs together, me and Chris. So when Sophie left the band in 2016, it was an obvious decision that Chris would step in and take her place live as well as in the studio. So this is how the current format came about.
Which current bands and artists are you listening to?
Which current bands, artists do you listen to right now? I gotta be honest, I let very little in. And the reason for that is I have a slower processing speed when it comes to music. So firstly, I fall in love and then I analyze. So I have to listen to a song over and over and over again for weeks. So that is usually what I do. And just to name a few from my playlist at the moment. So there is Lost for Youth. I believe they're from Denmark and they have a wonderful song called Armida, which features an artist, Soho Razanejad, I believe that's the correct pronunciation. That's an amazing song that mixes several eras for me, and it reminded me, the backing track reminded me of Kate Bush, but the vocals are something like a mixture of what I loved about the 80s and also about the 90s. So that's a wonderful, wonderful song. And there is New Constellations from, I believe, Portland. They have a song called Hot Blooded that is a synth poppy, but with a modern twist. The vocals are very powerful and emotional, although the song is quite simple, but the harmonies are wonderful. And I just fell in love with it. I've been listening to quite a lot of Moderat recently, and perhaps I would like to pitch a Hungarian duo who recently started called Vena, which means veins or vein that runs through the body in Hungarian. And they have a new EP out called Csont Húsvér, so bones, flesh, blood. There's sort of a mixture of dark wave and post-punk, but they definitely put the punk into post-punk, so check them out.
Where and when can we see you in the year ahead? Live, of course, I mean.
Where can we see you live this year? So we're just busy getting ready for our huge release show in Budapest for our new album, Chrysanthemum, which is going to be on March 2nd. But you can also catch us in April, in the first 2 weeks of April, touring in the UK. We're going to do 8 stops supporting Empathy Test, and we are super excited. So catch us there. We are going to perform in most of the big cities. So we're very excited to see you there. We're going to perform at the Eastside Festival in Halle, Germany, in the beginning of July, and also in München in November at the Katzenklub Festival. But we also have more dates to come, but those are yet to be announced. So see you in Europe somewhere.
With whom would you like to share the stage, dead or alive, if you can freely choose?
With whom would you like to share the stage, dead or alive? Well, I gotta say Depeche Mode, which is quite an obvious choice for us. But I think performing or opening for Depeche Mode would be a full circle moment for sure. And also, I know that that might be the most difficult audience you can play for, because those are super fans and they can get quite judgmental about the opening act. I know, because I have been on the other side of the stage, and they can get quite difficult to impress, but we are up for a challenge.
Was there any funny mishap or any occurrence live or in the studio, you know, while you were making music? Anything anything but kind of was funny, a little goof or something you want to share with the audience?
This is the 8th question about mishaps and stuff like that. I've got to mention our cats, Pedro, Maggie and Blanca, who are always there with us and who endure whatever we do, because our studio is also our home. Our studio is in our home and our home is in our studio, so it's not easy for them. But there was a time when I tried to record and there was some strange hissing coming from the recording booth from my background, and I was like, what is this? How can I edit this out? And I realized that Blanca is in, and she was kind of like just walking around quietly and touching stuff just underneath my legs. And but she's cute, and Chris always holds her while I'm recording inside, and he just shows me through the window, and they're dancing there together, and I'm like, okay, it's really hard to record in these circumstances. And maybe I should mention a bad memory as well. Well, you know, that was quite a lesson that we learned. We went to Switzerland, over 1,000 kilometers away, just to find out there our equipment doesn't work and we didn't have a backup. I mean, everything was fine at the sound check, but I think it was just too cold and it didn't work in the end. So we were struggling for like 30 minutes to start a show. And then we were told that the next act should get on just so there was music. And I was devastated, and all the emotional build up that you put in when you're getting ready for a show, it just couldn't come out. So basically I was crying all night. It was a mixture of disappointment, but also that built up coming out and letting it all out. So yeah, we learned our lesson and we do have plenty of backup now.
What can we expect from you in the upcoming year 2024 in terms of music and video content?
What can we expect from you in terms of musical or video content in 2024? Well, we just released a brand new music video called Darkness is a Friend, which is our second music video taken from our upcoming album Chrysanthemum. But we are planning a third video, which is going to be really exciting. I would say it's a merge between two different worlds. So we will see how it is going to turn out. And we cannot wait to show it to you guys. Obviously, we are planning as many shows as possible in Europe, but we know that a tour in the US is overdue, and you have been requesting this so much, and thank you very much for that. And we are working so hard to make it happen, hopefully the second half of this year or maybe next year. But you guys have to know that we are on it, and we know that you are waiting for us there, and we truly, truly appreciate that. Thank you very much. So this was Emma Scheff from Black Knight Cabaret. Thank you very much for listening to my silly answers, and hope to see you somewhere in the world live. And until then, have a lovely day.